Welcome to Evolution of Self with me, Britannia, consciousness coach and trainer, advanced Ho'oponopono practitioner and general consciousness explorer. In this podcast, I'm going to cover everything that you will need to know to make the shift from a life of automated survival into one of conscious self-awareness. Join me for an insightful, fun and real program with tools and insights that you can take away and apply directly to your own life. Hello. So in the last couple of weeks, I've just started a contract and I've gone from having my life fairly organised and kind of manageable to suddenly having it really crammed and packed and really full. And that got me thinking about Stephen Covey's quadrants, and I thought I'd share it with you. So Stephen Covey was a leadership business sort of specialist, and he had some amazing thoughts. I think there's the seven habits that he spoke about on how, on sort of, you know, managing yourself. This particular thing is a model that he created, and it's four quadrants, hence the name of quadrant. And the top, so if you're looking at it directly, the way he's done it is the top left-hand one is urgent and important. And those are your sort of unexpected things, things that come up that have to be dealt with because they're urgent and they're important. Now, the quadrant to the right of that, so the top right-hand quadrant, is not urgent, but important. And I'm going to come back to that one because that one is the key. That is why I'm doing this week. And then beneath that, so bottom left, is not urgent, but important. No, sorry. Urgent, but not important. That was it. Sorry. Urgent, but not important is your bottom left. And then your bottom right is not urgent and not important. Now, as I've just explained, the urgent and important stuff. Sorry, normally I have a diagram in front of me and it's much easier to explain it when I can see it in a diagram. I'm having to dredge up a diagram in my head and try and narrate it, which is confusing me. So the urgent and important, as I've explained, those are your sort of unexpected things that turn up that, you know, you have to deal with. For instance, if you are running a business and your computer systems go down, that's urgent and it's important. You can't do your work without it and you need it if that's your kind of business. Your urgent but not important is where we tend to get lost a lot of the time. Your urgent but not important is other people's urgent and important stuff. It's when they haven't managed their time sufficiently that you then get dragged into their dramas. So that's why it's not important. It's not important because it isn't your stuff. And then I'm just going back to the urgent and important again. Because although this can be the unexpected, quite often what happens is our urgent and important becomes urgent and important because there's stuff that we haven't dealt with, because it's stuff that we've been putting off, because we haven't been looking at the not urgent and important. And I'm about to go there in a moment. Before I go there, I'm just briefly going to touch on your not urgent and not important. And these are your time wasters, your fillers, the stuff that you end up doing that really doesn't matter at all. It could be researching something that is of little importance. It could be your social media. For me, social media is important because that's how I connect with all of you. But for a lot of people, it's a bit of a time waster. So be aware of what your time wasters are, because that's your not urgent and not important. And a lot of us fill our lives full of not urgent and not important stuff. Now, the most important quadrant in all of this is your not urgent but important. Because if you deal with your not urgent and important stuff, you will have less urgent and important. But more importantly than that is that you will be looking after yourself, because in the urgent and not urgent and important stuff, you are the priority. Your stuff is the priority. Quite often when we get derailed and we start doing the urgent and not important, the other people's stuff, our stuff doesn't get dealt with and it all ends up in the urgent and important and we end up being overwhelmed. Now, in this not urgent and important stuff, and the reason I'm sharing this is because my diary has suddenly become really full, I could very easily stop prioritizing my own health and fitness, because I have to get up earlier and it takes more effort and water and all the excuses. But because I'm aware of this quadrant and because I'm aware that if I don't maintain my own fitness, my own mental health, my own doing these things for you guys, all of those things, then I'm going to have more urgent and important stuff piling up on me. Things will get backed up and I won't feel on top of things. So I know that I need to prioritise the not urgent and important, because by doing that, I am more able to do more things and have less drama in my life. I hope that kind of makes sense. And just sort of to touch briefly, if you find that your life is full of drama and lots of things going wrong, then you need to have a look and see what's going on in that not urgent and important. What is it in your own life that you're not prioritising that is causing the chaos to start creeping in? I hope you've enjoyed this. As usual, there'll be links down below. I'll put a link to Stephen Covey's, I'm sure there's something on the internet, and I'll put a link down there so you can actually have a look at it in a proper format rather than me air waving squiggles at you. There is also links to my online course, my free one. I've got lots of courses, but the free one that I'm kind of promoting at the moment is a 7-day one on a happiness boost. There's also a link to my website where you will find everything. So how to contact me, either for coaching, team coaching, or any of my online courses. Or if you just want to connect with me and let me know if you're enjoying this a lot or if you have any questions. I always try and answer wherever I can. Have a super duper week and I will see you again next week. Lots of love. Bye-bye.